He's probably the one that blocked you.
No, and the play was all fourth grade.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Senate Agriculture Committee. And I believe we have a quorum, so will the secretary please call the roll?
Senators Galjani.
Here.
Galjani here. Wilk.
Present.
Wilk present. Caballero.
Here.
Caballero here. Glazer.
We have a quorum. And we have one bill on the agenda this morning, Senate Bill 153 by Senator Wilk, dealing with industrial hemp. Please go ahead and proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and I apologize for being late, and fellow member. SB 153 revises the state's provisions on industrial hemp to conform to the requirements for a state plan under the 2018 Farm Bill. The bill requires the Secretary of the California Department of Food and Ag, in consultation with the Governor and Attorney General, to develop and submit a state plan to the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Agriculture on or before January 31st, 2020. California streamlined industrial hemp production rules and became compliant with the then existing federal law with the passage of SB 1409, which the chair was a gracious principal co-author of last September. However, the president signed H.R. 2, the 2018 Farm Bill, in December following passage of our bill. Under Section 10.11.3 of the Farm Bill, state departments of ag must consult with the state's governor and chief law enforcement officer to devise a plan that must be submitted to the secretary of the USDA. A state's plan to license and regulate hemp can only commence once the secretary of USDA approves the plan. The legislature recognizes the immense benefits and opportunities growing industrial hemp will bring to the state and local communities. I have shared that before, so I'm not going to get into it. And currently there's already three counties that grow hemp for commercial use here in California. In my district, hemp will allow my farmers to continue farming as they're going to be converting their crops from alfalfa, which is about 7 acre-feet of water per acre, to industrial hemp, which is under 2. With me today to provide testimony and answer any technical questions are Brett Barrow, and Patrick Goggin with the California Hemp Council. And I don't see the other speaker, so we will close it with that.
Thank you very much. Witnesses in support.
Madam Chair and members, my name is Brett Barrow with the California Hemp Council, here in support of the bill and as the sponsors today. And we want to thank the senator for bringing this issue back, and certainly I won't cover what he said because his opening was very thorough. But just to say that the hemp industry, and since we were here last, has gone from $640 million to $840 million last year and is expected to exceed a $1 billion industry by this year. And so it continues to grow. California, in large part because of this committee, has stayed ahead of the curve on this issue, and we hope to continue to do that by conforming to the federal farm bill. Thank you. And with me, I want to introduce Patrick Goggin, the counsel for the California Hemp Council.
Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, Chair, members of the committee. Patrick Goggin, attorney for California Hemp Council. Yeah, so SB 153 is largely technical in nature. It's geared towards conforming to the 2018 Farm Bill, and which we're really getting into commercial production. Jurisdiction has been ceded by DEA to USDA. They are in the midst of promulgating regulations, which should happen later this year. Largely what this bill does is lay out and meet the 7 minimum requirements that the Farm Bill now requires that states meet in submitting their state plans. I'm here to answer any questions, but appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Do we have any other witnesses in support?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. Kiana Valentine on behalf of Ojai Energetics and Vote Hemp this morning, also in support. Would like to thank the senator for his continued leadership and urge your I vote. Thanks.
Thank you.
Good morning, Madam Chair, members. Taylor Roshan with the California Farm Bureau in strong support.
Good morning, Madam Chair. Paul Smith with the Rural Counties Association. We don't have an official support position, but we have been working with the sponsors and the author to try to get there. We've been in conversations about providing some amendments on 4 key principles that we believe would make the bill stronger and better, particularly in cultivating counties. Those obviously involve local control, what are consumable hemp products, What are qualified research institutions, and ultimately the complete regulatory authority of CDFA on this. So we are going to continue those conversations and hopefully come up with a really good product that makes sure we have a conformity with the federal government and USDA. So look forward to those conversations.
Thank you very much. Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Do we have any comments from members? Questions? We have a motion on the bill. I'd like to be added as a principal co-author.
Absolutely.
If I could.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Will the secretary please call the roll?
SB 153, the motion is due pass and re-refer to appropriation. Senator Scalgione?
Aye.
Scalgione, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Caballero?
Aye.
Caballero, aye. Glazer?
Okay, with that, your bill has enough votes, but we will go ahead and hold the roll open until we can add the additional member, and congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I'm not used to running. I ran my part here. I was kidding. I wasn't nervous. I was just out of breath. Oh, my goodness. It's been quite a week for all of us, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, see you guys on the floor. Are you presiding today? No?
Not that I know of. Yeah. I think it's you.
I'm Thursday.
I'm just kidding.
I actually wanted to do it today because it's Armenian genocide, but no, I'm Thursday.
Yeah. See you later.
All right.
I thought I would too. All righty. I'm off. Okay. Good luck.
Maybe I am presenting.
That's okay.
Okay, will the secretary please lift the call and call the absent members?
SB 153, motion is due pass to appropriations. Senator Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye.
Thank you. That bill is out. And that concludes the business of the Agriculture Committee.